Hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This afternoon, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. To begin, let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm going to definitely vote, I'm going to definitely vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Are you Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
No, I'm not over 65.
Was the previous one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
They're going on the right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus the most to help you and your family? Is it property
taxes.
Insurance costs?
It's property insurance taxes.
Okay, property insurance. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, please you can just indicate so. The first one is Damian Pardo.
I don't know who that is.
Christine King.
Don't know who she is either.
Daniela Levin-Cava.
Dissatisfied. Don't like her.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Miguel Gabella.
I've heard of him.
And what you've heard, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
Just neither. Neither. It's just neither.
We do have somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable in the middle. I don't know where you lean.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Then we have Raquel Regalado.
Very favorable.
Keon Hardiman.
Don't know who he is.
Manolo Reyes.
Very favorable.
Then we have Eileen Higgins.
I don't know who she is.
Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Is it very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Joe Carollo.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I am voting for Donald Trump, period.
So is it a difference?
If he gets arrested, going to jail or not, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called adult personal use of marijuana. And the ballot reads, allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
No.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
No. Definitely.
Thank you. And the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no on this Florida constitutional amendment?
No.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there may also be the City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost to City? One, previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenues to City. Two, inclusion of office space, and three, a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no?
Definitely voting no.
Thank you. You will now be given some specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is reducing the overall amount of development.
For reducing it.
So do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Yes, strongly approve. What strongly reduction of the
yes
development of Watson?
Correct. Yes. The next one is allowing previously approved timeshare residences to become condominiums. Do you approve or disapprove?
No condominiums. I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. The next one is creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Strongly disapprove.
And the last one for the list is allowing office space to be included.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami Mainline and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
No against it.
And is that definitely vote no? Probably vote no.
Vote no.
Which one? I'm sorry. You cut off?
Oh, definitely no.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Nothing.
And do you want to be more specific as to why?
Watson Island should have been left Watson Island.
Watson Island should have been left
undeveloped, period.
Undeveloped.
It's going to create
Thank
more,
you very much.
It's going to create more congestion downtown.
Thank you. And what is the one thing you dislike about what you just heard?
Anything that they do, they promise something and they do something else.
They promise something and they do something else.
Yeah. No matter what, how you vote.
Thank you very much. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? Or if it not makes no difference, you can indicate so as well.
It makes no difference because they're going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Thank you. Now, there is another...
I do.
Yes. Now, there is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Island, is an eco-adventure park, or eco-adventure park, I'm sorry. And this proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Four.
In favor?
In favor, yes.
Yes. And would you probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes
definitely
in favor?
Yes. Definitely yes.
Thank you. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. Or I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island.
I am for the jungle.
But not for the Watson Harbor?
Not for anything else.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. And regardless how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was it Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
A Trump.
Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's growing about right.
About right. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or a four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.